Oh, shit. Sorry.
I forgot to record a show yesterday. I can't really explain it. It'd be boring, but the day just kind of happened, and I forgot. And then I didn't do it. I realized it. It's like, it was like 12:30 at night, and not recording then. What's the point? It's today. I'm never a big fan of that. Oh, it's tomorrow at midnight? It just isn't. When are we going to just admit that 12:30 a.m. is not the next day? It is the current day. The next day does not start till 5 a.m. Can we just get on board with 5 a.m.? I'll give you 4. There's probably some people that, you know, if you're a baker, you got to make the bagels for that day. You start your day at 4, but I think 5. And if we got everybody to just do what I say, and you know, we don't start a work day before 11, the people, a baker, when does he have to get to work? 9. Be good for him too. Or her, I'm sorry, to gender. Go gender male. Particularly today with all this, I'm not going to talk about the Kavanaugh. Other than he, I think that he shouldn't be a Supreme Court justice. That's my opinion. I'll start yelling. And that's not a good podcast, me yelling about a Supreme Court. And I don't believe that he's going to overturn. I don't think anybody's going to overturn Roe v. Wade. So that, I think that worry might. Who would do that? I'm not going to talk about that either. I'm not going to talk about abortion or cap. I mean, I have, but I'm going to stop. All right, should I look at the news? Oh. You know where else I won't be talking about Kavanaugh or abortion? Right? No, neither of those things. I just checked my brain. Neither of those things will be discussed tomorrow and Saturday at Catch a Rising Star in Princeton. I won't be talking any politics or abortion, which isn't political, but I've never had one, so. I used to tell a joke, but it won't come out this weekend. If that's something that you're interested in, unless you want, if you come and you're like, "Come on, I want an abortion joke," I'll pull one out. I'll do one, but I'm not planning on it. Catch a Rising Star in Princeton. Get tickets like now. If you can come, please fucking come. For the love of fucking Christ, if there's nobody there, it's really going to be embarrassing. I mean, what? You can't get to New Jersey? It's like the easiest thing to get to. There's a huge airport, lots of trains, buses. All right. Well, please, let's look at the news. China used a tiny chip in a hack that infiltrated Amazon and Apple. All right. I guess we're just all hacked. We've all been hacked by China and whoever else. And what are they going to do with it? Oh, I guess some of you might have things to lose. That's where you fucked up. And I was smart. That's a Kavanaugh thing. Nope. Not going to tell that story because that's going to get me yelling. Amazon's hourly workers lose monthly bonuses and stock awards as minimum wage increases. Aha! There was a catch. But I don't want fucking... I don't want stock from nobody. Give me cash, motherfucker. That's a good deal. Oh, we got you stock. Oh, thanks. I guess what do I do with this? I'll give it to my landlord and say, "Oh, this is like money, but it's not. It's money that you gave to a rich person, so they can spend it, and then they'll give you money back when you later, when you say, I want my money, and then maybe it's worth more or less. It all depends. It's a weird world. Nah, money. So I think they're actually making out better not have. And then the bonus, what's that bonus based on? How much I work? No, I want the fucking, yeah. If they're saying it worked out better for them, then whatever. But I think they're still, and give me the 15 an hour. Thank you. Ooh, that's a bad one. A lost elderly couple drives for 5 days through 3 states before being found. They drove all that way? Lost? There wasn't a gas station? I know some gas stations, they're not very helpful with directions, but they could at least do, be like, oh, we're old and we have no idea where we are. There must have been, they drove for days. I don't understand this story. I would have to read it. And let me tell you something, ain't going to read it. But it sounds like it ended happy. So, good for them. Michigan cheerleader accused of handing out pot brownies as bribe to win homecoming queen. Well, that would get my vote, and I don't think... I would say get rid of homecoming queen. Anyway, that sounds stupid. But pot brownies sound good, so she should win. She got my vote. Mail carrier. I had this story. Where'd it go? Oh, dumped hundreds of letters on side of road and quit. I can't believe that doesn't happen all the time. Every mail carrier I see looks unhappy. They look like they got cursed by a witch to do that job. And if I was going to quit, that's what I'd do. I'd be like, fuck your letters. Who's writing letters anymore? Use email. Why are you making me carry shit around? This is all junk. Most of the mail I get is fucking junk. I don't... Or some kind of jury duty. I think I got jury duty coming up. That'll make for some fun episodes. Unless I can get out of it. I never tried to get out of it. I've gone to jury duty twice. They never put me on a jury. But I got brought in a courtroom once. And I didn't try to play that game of like, you know, there was a woman there. She was like, the judge is like, is anybody biased against? She said, me. And she wasn't. She was just being obnoxious to like not get picked. It's like, and it didn't seem like she had a lot going on. I think she had the time. And it's your civic duty. Mushroom extract might save bees from a killer virus. Well, cool. I have nothing to say about that. I felt like when I saw that, I thought, oh, maybe I'll have something to say about that. Just now, and then nothing. That's good. I don't have a joke. I don't have an anecdote. I've never really had a lot of experience with bees. Been stung once or twice. I like mushrooms fine. So sorry. We'll do one more story and then get the fuck out of here. Prostitute hired by off-duty New York cop ends up stealing his car, gun, report says. Well, that's hilarious, first of all, on a number of levels. Because if you left me alone with a cop's gun and keys to his car, I don't know if I'm able to keep myself from taking those things. Like, I'm going to grab the gun and the keys to the car. So this guy hires a prostitute, which I don't know if he's married or he's lonely or what his deal is, but it's like you don't want people to know about that because you're a cop at the very least. And then you don't think, well, maybe I got to be extra careful here and not leave the keys to my car and my gun lying around when I go to the bathroom. I guess he went to the bathroom and he's like, oh, I could just leave this. I bet he probably made a joke. Now, don't go steal my car and my gun while I go to the bathroom. I'll be right back. And then she was like, I'm out of here. I'm going to go drive around shooting a gun out the window like the Joker in The Dark Knight. That happens in Dark Knight, right? I feel like I remember. Or maybe he just hangs his head out the window. That's what I would do. I would be shooting up in the air, not at people. I know the bullets can fall down and hit people, but I haven't really heard of that being a real thing. I think you shoot a bullet up in the air, it's probably fine. I guess I would try to go to a place where it's not that. Maybe I won't. I'll shoot it at a dumpster. I want to shoot the gun. I got to shoot the gun. But I guess that guy's in trouble. Cause, imagine that. I've never fucked up that bad at work. Where I had to be like, a prostitute stole my gun. Oh, and my car. Not my car, your car. The work's car. Oof. That's more than a work car, too. Police car. I hope she doesn't get in trouble, because that's a funny joke. They should give her credit for that. Be like, that's kind of funny that you did that. He's getting fired now. And his wife's filing for a divorce. If he's married, I don't know if he's married. But that is, I don't know, just a fun story, huh? Good way to end the show. So come to Catch a Rising Star, please. I'll see you tomorrow. I'll ask you again tomorrow. But the show's tomorrow. So if you need to travel to New Jersey, make your arrangements now. We love you.